Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Nun. Hey, we are starting about the second line with the words Demar Birmiya and the old source of Daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Mem Hey Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basir Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we've been discussing how the lav of Havara lighting a fire didn't need to be singled out in the pasuk because really it's included in the generalization of don't do any melacha. And we know the pasuk tells us Loi Suvar Reish B'chol Moshe Seichem, don't light a fire. That's called Shaloi Letzorech. It wasn't singled out for any particular reason, and therefore we could use it to learn about the klal, namely that there's chiluk melacha. In other words, each and every malacha is its own lav, even if they were all done behelam echad. However, Amar Birmiya, that's really the proper girsa, Birmiya says, Havara letzarech yatzas. The lav of Havara was singled out for a totally different purpose. Lamana bati dinim, to teach us about bati dinim, Jewish courts, shalayu dan b'shabbos, that they're not allowed to judge on Shabbos, and they're not allowed to carry out a death sentence, which they paskin. Umatam, what's the source for this? And that's because number kan, b'chomash v'seichem, it says over here, loy suvaru eish b'chomash v'seichem, that means all your dwelling places. And number alon, it says over there in regards to a beis din, v'hayu el lachem l'chuk and what do we learn from here? Just like Moshe Seichem over there is referring to Bez Din, so to hear the Moshe Seichem that said is being said in regards to Bati Dinim, namely the Isser of Havara, don't light a fire on Shabbos, is being addressed to Bez Din, that even if someone is Chayiv Misa, for example, they're Chayiv Sreifa, that's not allowed to be carried out on Shabbos. So Birm is telling us that actually we see the Lava Havara was Letzarech Yatzas. It was necessary to single it out to teach us this other din. However, Omar Shmuel Bar Avduma, he says, Mikivin the Tamil Tzarech Yatzas, since you're saying that it was singled out for a particular reason, nonetheless, Kamish Yatzas Shalay Tzarech. It's like it was singled out for no reason. Because in this drasha that Rabbi Yirmiyah just told us, they were learning from Lava Avara, the Bezin can't kill somebody on Shabbos, that's not learned from the Pasuk of Loi Sivaru Eish. It's learned from the words B'chol Meshvei Seichem, which means that the actual words Loi Sivaru Eish, which is the Lav of Shabbos, that really is Shalay Tzarech. It didn't need to say that in the Pasuk. And therefore, we go back to original understanding of Darash Yatzah Shalay Letzarech Malamed, something that was singled out for no particular reason. We could use it to teach something back onto the klal that there's a chiluk malachas of Shabbos. Once again, meaning that if a person does multiple malachas of Shabbos, even though it's all under the same halam and the same lapse of awareness, he's going to be chayv for each and every one individually. And now we analyze what we just said. Hada Amra, this is what we just said. Davar Echash Yatzah Letzarech Einu Chaylek, that's something that was singled out in the pasuk, Letzarech, that can't be used as a chiluk, that can't be used to teach something about the generalization about the klal. That's broken up into the individual lavim, and it's only the shaloi letzarech chaylek that if something was singled out for no particular need, then that could teach back onto the klal that there's a chiluk of isurim. But here's the question: shnei dvarim shatzu min haklal, mahashia chaylku. Let's say two things they were taken out of the klal. Could that teach something back onto the general klal? Or since it's two things, then it can't. So nishmini min adol. From the following answers of the Gemara: minayin hamal im baser chatzus baser asher im baser kachim kachim im baser kachim kalim meisra ayim or shtei lechem lechem upanim shara minachos min sar min dvash. How do you know that if a person takes any of these things, these karbanos or these other things, and puts them onto the mizbeach, over b'loy sase, he's over loy sase, tam lam, because the pasuk says, ki chol sar v'chol dvash loy sak terumenu ishel Hashem, it also are an old vash, one shall not offer it up as a fire offering to Hashem. What do we learn from here? Ha kol sheyesh mimenu li'ishem harehu b'bal taktiru. Anything that part of it already was brought on the mizbeach has iser b'bal taktiru. And all these things that we just mentioned, chatosur, asham, kachay kachim, or kachim kalim, so on and so forth, a piece of them was already taken and put on the mizbeach and burned. And this pasuk is telling us that once a carbon had something like that happen to it, a piece of it was already burned on the mizbeach, the rest of it has an isser lav to be put on the mizbeach. Now that's a klal, the general limud, that all these things grouped together have an isser to be put on the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar, Shal Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yechonon, V'yetzu shtei alechem v'ilam d'al kachem l'kevesh, the shtei alechem, which is the mincha that's brought on Shavuos, this is also referring to Bikurim, they were excluded or singled out in the pasuk, and they should teach in regards to all the other kachem that we mentioned, that there's an isser of not only putting it on the mizbeach, but also on the kevesh on the ramp. Skip the next two words, they're not part of it. Where do I get this from, says Rabbi Elazar? Kadada Tony, like what's taught in the Braisa. Hamizbeach, the pasuk says, Ein li'al hamizbeach. This only tells me there's a lav of putting these things on the mizbeach. Uminai l'rabbis a kevesh. How do we know that we should include that there's an isser of putting it even on the kevesh? Tamalim, because the pasuk says, V'al hamizbeach, lo yalu. And lo yalu means don't even bring it up on the kevesh on the ramp. Now, yachal avoid v'shloy l'avoida. You might say this isser of bringing it up on the ramp is whether for avoida purposes or not for avoida. Tamalim, as the pasuk says, L'riach nichayach. The isser of bringing these things on the ramp is only if you're doing so for an avoida purpose, because again, avoida was already done with it. So this is Rabbi Elazar's question to Rabbi Yochanan, that all these things we just mentioned that have an isser to take from them and put them on the mizbeach, we should extend that isser to putting them on the kevesh. And Amar Leih, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Elazar, Oysom, the pasuk says them, miyat, that's a limitation, and that teaches us elu chayav anolayim lekevesh, only these things, namely bikurim and shtei alechem, there's an isser to put them on the kevesh. Ve'in shar kol hakachim chayav anolayim lekevesh. kevash, but all the other kachrim that we mentioned, there's not going to be an isser of putting them on the kevash. Now, what do we learn from here? Mipneisha kasav ayusam. The only reason why all these other things we mentioned, these other kachrim, don't have an isser of putting them on the kevash, is because we have this miyat in the pasuk of ayusam. Ha ain a kasav ayusam melamdin. As much as we didn't have this miyat, this limitation of ayusam, then we would be able to learn from there. And this is two psukim. This is two singling out of something, namely the shtealachim and bikurim. Nuneo beis on top. Hada'am. This tells us shnei advarim shiatsu mina klal chalkin. That's a proper girsa. We have two things that are singled out from the klal, namely over here, as we said already, shtealachim bikurim, that could teach us back onto the general klal that there is a chilk of isurim. However, amar chanani brinder of hillel, that's not necessarily a raya. Lach like einan chalkin. The two things being singled out from a klal can't be used to teach back onto the klal that there's a chilk of isurim. Halolam and melamdin. It could technically be used as a limud that maybe their isur applies to the other things, but not that there's a chilk of isurim. However, Rabbi Yisrael Bun loyam arkein. Rabbi Yisrael Bun doesn't record this conversation like we just had it. El rather, he has it as follows. Rabbi Lazar shal Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yechanan. Yitzu shtei alechem vilamdu al kol hakachim lekevesh. That the shtei alechem and bikurim, as we said, since they're singled out, they should come and teach about all other kachim for the kevesh, that there's an isur to put them on the kevesh. And Amalei Rabbi Yechanan told him, Oysam miyot. Oysam is the miyot, it's limitation. Eluchem alein lekevesh. Ve'in shar kol hakachim chem alein lekevesh. That only these have an isur being put on the kevesh, and other kachim do not have this isur. Hada Amr, this tells us, Hadavar echot shatzim in a klal letzairech ein a chaylek. If one thing is singled out from the klal and was for a necessary purpose, that can't reflect back onto the general klal to make a chiluk of isurim, shaloy letzairech chaylek. But if it was singled out for no particular reason, so then it could reflect back on the klal. However, shnei dvarim shatzim in a klal, if two things were singled out from the klal, ein a chalkin, they cannot reflect back on the klal to say there's a chiluk of isurim. However, krebi shmol, chalkin. According to krebi shmol, even two things singled out could reflect back as a chiluk. And where do we get this from? It's befer shememra. The Amr of Bon Bar Chiyo, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Dvarim Shiatzim in a Klal, Chalkin. And what's the source for this? The Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Loi Sanachashu Veloi Sainenu. This is two different Isurim. Nichosh is making a decision based off of some sort of superstitious sign. The other Isur is making a decision based off of some sort of time thing, like now is a good time to leave, or it's not a good time to do something. And the problem is that the Pasuk is singling these two things out. Veloi Nichosh Ve'inun Bechlal Hayu. Nichosh and Inun were part of a different Klal. There's already two Psukim detailing numerous Isurim of this sort under the same general lav. So why do we have this singling out of loy sanachashu v'loy sainenu? It must be v'yasu min haklal l'chiluk, that they're being excluded from the klal, back onto it, l'chiluk, to make a separate iser for each and every one of these lavim that were included in the klal. And so we see that according to Bishmol, even when two things are singled out, they could reflect back onto the original klal. Now we ask another question, all under the same discussion. Klal b'karis uprat b'karis. Let's say the klal is regarding karis and the prat is also karis. Up until now, we've been discussing lavim in general. But what about specifically regarding karis? Namely, a klal said about a whole bunch of Yisurim that come with the Chi of Kares. Later, one of those things is singled out, with the Torah pointing out that this one in specific is Chai of Kares. And the question is, does that now reflect back on the klal, telling us that each and everything comes with its own Chi of Kares? What's a nafkamina? So obviously, one can only be Chai of Kares once. However, if a person is over a Chi of Kares b'shoigig, he's Chai of a carbon chatos. Therefore, if we say that yes, it's l'chalik, that means if he's over multiple Chiyuve Kares b'shoigig, he would be Chai of multiple carbonos. And once again, the question is, does this concept of l'chalik apply to the lav of kares? And the answer is, mostly Rabbi Yechon Amra, the following matter Rabbi Yechon tells us this, the klal upratu, it's considered a klal uprat, and any klal uprat is basically the same concept of l'chalik yatzos, that it reflects back to the original klal, giving an individual iser for each thing. Demar bavo b'shem Rabbi Yechon, Ravo said the name Rabbi Yechon, Apostle Comparsha's Achimaz tells us regarding the arayas, the forbidden relationships, kichol asher yasim mikol tayevas ha'ilav v'nichrasu, anyone that does any of these tayevas that were mentioned, they're going to get kares. So that's a generalization, that's the klal. However, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk tells us about Achoysai, that the person has Isra of living with his sister. And the question is, Achoysai b'chlal haisa, the Isra of one being with his sister, is already included in the klal from Parshas Achrimais. V'yatzos min haklal, but it's being excluded or singled out from the klal, l'chilak al haklal, to show that the klal, all the Yisurim of Arayas that were included in this generalization, are considered their own individual Isra. And that's the answer to our question, that this applies even by Kares. Now we just have another question. Hasra Blazer Blazer asks, Voksiv, the Pasuk in Kedoshim also says, and the question is, why does that have to be mentioned? This Isra Arayas was already mentioned in Achrimais. Why single it out in Kedoshim? And so Amalei responded, it was singled out for a real need. To say that Ha'ara is like Gemar Bia. That's what Arya means. Arya is Ha'ara. That's just the beginning of Bia. And that tells us that even if a person just starts Bia with one of the Arayas, it's like he had a full Bia. Amalei, or Blazer continued asking him, but a Pasuk in Kedoshim also says, and we already have an Isra of a person living with a Nida in the previous parsha, so why do we have have to repeat it again in Kedoshim. So Amalei, he told him, it was singled out for a real reason. It's actually for the same exact lima that we just mentioned to tell us that Ha'ara, just the beginning of Bia, is like a full Gemar Bia. And why do we have to have the same lima twice? Shaloi Tarma, that you shouldn't say, since the only reason why a person's over when he lives with a Nida is because she's Tameh, she's not one of the Arayas, she's really just Tameh, one might say that if he just does Ha'ara, the beginning of Bia, it's not like a full Bia, and he shouldn't be Chayev, Lefom Kein Sarach Meimar, that's why the Pasuk has to repeat it in order to say that even by a Nida, Ha'ara is like Mar Bia. Skip the next five words, Amar Leh, he continued asking him, Vaksev, but in Parshas Kedoshim it also says, Vayesh Asher Yishkav Es Doi Dasai, Erva Es Doi Doi Gila, and again, that's already mentioned in the Klal in the previous Parsha, so why single it out over here? Amar Leh, he responds to Belazar, Letzarech Yatzas, it's singled out for a real reason, Lidoin Bariri, to say that such a person who lives with his aunt, they're going to be judged, Aririm Yamusu, they're going to die childless, and that's why it has to be singled out. Nun Vav Homan Alf on the top, he continues asking Vaksev, but another Pasuk says, Vayesh Asher Yikach Es Eishas Achiv Nidahi, and that's also mentioned in the previous Parsha, why say it again? Amalei told him, that's also needed for a reason. Lidan Bariri, to say that this person who lives with his brother's wife, he also is going to die childless. Now, why do we have to have two different psukim telling us that a person is going to die childless? The answer is there's two different types of punishments. The Meir Abudin or Abudin says, Kol Hein Dechsev Aririm Yiyu. If the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Aririm Yihiyu, that tells us, Havim Blay Bonim, they're simply going to die without children. But if it says Aririm Yamusu, that's even harsher. Koivrim as Benehen, that means they're going to bury their children. In other words, it's telling us that they're going to have children, but then their children are going to die in their lifetime. That's what Aririm Yamusu means, which is much harsher. Now we're going to stop over here for the day, right in the middle of the sugya, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.